This is Ted Kennedy. Free trade with Japan should be fair trade, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the U.S. footwear industry has been under siege for many years because of unfair and restrictive Japanese trade practices. It's a double whammy. U.S. shoe manufacturers face heavy tariff and quota burdens that virtually shut them out of markets in Japan. Yet our manufacturers face intense competition here at home from foreign firms because our markets are so open. Japan is the third largest market in the Western world, yet Japanese import quotas limit foreign shoes to 2% of the market, and U.S. firms get only a tenth of that small share. The Japanese admit that their restrictive quotas and tariffs violate international trade rules, but all they offer is token reforms. Free trade is a two-way street, Al. If the Bush administration won't insist on that fundamental principle, Congress should.
That's right, pal. Free trade is a two-way street, and you're driving over in the wrong lane, straight into a head-on collision with our economy. Your eye-for-an-eye theory has never brought down a single quota in Japan. Ted, the very best way to help our footwear industry is to continue to chip away at those Japanese barriers, not to further alienate that industry from all of Japan's market. Our negotiators have made some great gains in the recent GATT talks in opening up that market. Ted, unlike you Democrats, George Bush prefers to lead by example. Since 1988, 70% of U.S. economic growth has come from exports. The real payoff has been 2 million new jobs, lower prices, greater consumer choice. If we listened to you and put up the old trade barricades, many of these gains would vanish. At a time when we're trying to open more markets and make more bread, we sure don't need you out there trying to make more bread lines. Let them eat cake, eh? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.